Renewed fighting around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the city of Enhorodar did not prevent the UN nuclear watchdog team from crossing the front lines. In spite of the dangers, the team led by the International Atomic Energy Director Rafael Grossi moved ahead to begin the much-expected visit. Grossi said he was able to inspect vital equipment.
I saw a lot, and I have my people there. I was able to tour the whole site.
Moscow says Kyiv sent a sabotage team to try to recover Europe's largest nuclear power plant that's been under Russian control since March.
At 6:20 a.m., two teams of Ukrainian saboteurs, 60 men strong, used seven speedboats, attempted to land on the banks of the Kharkovka water reservoir, some 3 kilometers northeast of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant.
Kyiv denies all accusations and says Moscow is trying to manipulate the visit and carried out attacks around the city to terrorize the population and the Ukrainian employees inside the plant. Their well-being is a major concern for Ukrainian officials. Kyiv says one of its reactors had to be shut down because of the shelling on Thursday, and it warned about the possibility of a meltdown if the plant goes offline completely.
The visit is expected to last for a few days until the UN team on the ground can evaluate the dangers on site. The situation around the nuclear power plant has had authorities here in Kyiv on the edge, as they're hoping Russia will demilitarize the area. But Russia has already said it has no plans to remove its troops anytime soon. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.